Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go. Then we'll send you over to Ducks Insider with Joey Mack as they're gearing up for their big game against Indiana. Game day coming to town. Catch that from 1 to 2. And then it's the happy hour with Jordan Schultz today from 2 to 3. And then prime time from 3 to 7 to take you home, finishing up 13 hours continuous live, local, regional sports talk radio. Looks like this Mariner game is good to go, hopefully, at 108. But you can check over on our sister station, 910.
Why don't we have roofs?
Baseball don't like roofs, man.
You play in rainy months. Put a freaking roof on your building.
Seattle has a roof.
Then why
Detroit does not.
Yeah.
No team in the Central has a roof.
Yeah, I was going to say,
quick math.
I always wondered why when Minnesota built their new building, how does Minnesota not have an enclosed
stadium? Dude, it snows in April.
If you were above the Mason-Dixon line, you need a roof. If you're below the Mason-Dixon line, you need a roof.
That's true.
Why? Because it's a billion degrees or humid as hell.
Chase Field in Arizona's got a roof. They pump in
AC.
So does Texas in Arlington.
Arizona has a roof, but it doesn't always work.
That's true.
The problem there. But yeah, if you're in a place where it's either dumb cold and or wet or dumb hot and or humid, have a roof. That's just what you have to deal with.
Real quick, I'll take the Mariners tonight to win a comfortable game. I expect Gilbert to throw real nice. I wonder if Flaherty gets lit, but watch him go throw a gem. And give me the Blue Jays all over the Yanks tonight. Give me the Blue Jays.
Did you get lit like Mark Sanchez?
Oof. Dude, I'm going to get lit like Vladdy Guerrero, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, did you hear the number? Teams that go up 2-0 in a five-game series?
No, what is it?
They win 89% of the time.
I'm here for it, dude. This Toronto team is fun, although there's actually some players I don't really like. I don't like Bo Bichette.
Shocking.
Yeah, does that shock you?
No, I'm so surprised.
I love Vladdy, though.
You probably hate Bo's dad, don't you?
Dante?
Yeah.
Didn't care for him.
There you go.
Did not care for him. Did not care for him. Well, there's a rumor going around. Can you confirm said rumor?
Yeah.
That there was a four-year, $90 million extension offered to Shaedon Sharpe. It sounds like he is going to reject that and bet on himself.
Well, we'll see. Between now and October 20th, that's when those rookie extensions can be negotiated. They cannot be negotiated in season after that point. So we have, today's the 7th? So 2 weeks. So
2 weeks.
So not this Monday, but the Monday after that. That's when this stuff all rolls up. I believe the clock is noon Pacific. I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern when that clock expires.
Well, as my Blazer guy and my co-host of this show, you are a Blazer insider here at The Fan. I will lean on you as this is your expertise. Is this a power play for money? Or is there some honest concern that Shaedon might not be a future Blazer? Like, I'll just ask the extreme question.
Yeah. So with the RFA process, unless Shaedon Sharpe wants to take a qualifying offer like Quentin Grimes did, like Cam Thomas did.
Kuminga sort of situation.
No, Kuminga took the 2 years.
Okay. Oh, that's
with the
team
option. Giddy got his deal. I think he got, $25 million. He wanted 30. The team said 20. They settled on 25. Talking with the Blazers over the years, not just as it pertains to Shaedon, but just understanding the roster and the finances and how they've gone about things. I'm interested to see kind of where this stuff goes, obviously because the Dundon Group is going to take control the organization. I'm sure they have had a say in some of this stuff. You know, Joe in his public appearance at Media Day said, you know, Jody Allen and Burt Cold are still operating the Allen estate, and the final say and the buck kind of stops with them. But if you're committing $100 million to somebody, you'd be insane to think that Tom Dundon and his associates are not being clued into this.
Correcto mundo. I would have to think he would be pissed if he wasn't.
Yes. And so you would imagine those conversations are taking place, and I think that's probably why. So if you look at the Blazers' salary sheet, after 2027, I believe there's only two players that are currently under contract. That's it. Their salary sheet is very, very, very clean. It is something they have worked over the last couple of years to get to this spot.
Well, the trendiest buzzword in all of basketball right now is the second apron.
Yes.
So they are definitely, teams and markets like the Blazers are trying to avoid that second market at all aspects, unless
you're a title contender.
Unless it pushes you to win a title, and which they are not yet.
And even then, you still try to bounce in and out of it because that period of when you start that clock, it's very, very, very prohibitive. It's going to be interesting to see like how a team like the Thunder, who have just paid Shea, Jalen, and Chet insane money. I think it's something like $350 million between those.
They're all max deals.
Yeah, so it's a crap ton of money. But as it pertains to Shaden or any player at this point in their career, the RFA process, unless you're willing to take that qualifying offer, why did I use the emphasis there? The qualifying offer. You're very likely looking at basically 9 years of team control. That's really what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And the RFA process has not been favorable to anybody, really.
Kind of a weird thing. I almost kind of wish it's one of the only things in the NBA that bothers me is the RFA situation. And I think it's mostly because I don't see it in other sports.
Well, yeah, but also in other sports, nobody else has fully 100% guaranteed money.
Baseball does.
Yes, but their arbitration periods are also a lot different than
that is the also NBA. True. That so is there's, also there's, true. There's and the NFL has franchise tag, which I absolutely hate.
But again, there's these little things. This is why, you know, negotiations and CBAs exist. There's all differentiation points across major sports. But you're looking at basically a max of 9 years of team control from the time you draft somebody until they can hit the pure unadulterated free agency. And as it pertains to, like, this is what I always use as the argument. I was never once mad at LaMarcus Aldridge because he fulfilled his contract and became a truly unrestricted total free agent, and he earned the right to do that.
Right.
I will never, ever, 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 ever begrudge a single player who does that.
He left.
Yes, absolutely. I think that Neil O'Shea and the Blazers mismanaged that entire situation. That's an entirely different argument. But as far as it pertains to LaMarcus and players that do that, you have earned that right.
Sure.
Unabashedly. So with Shaden, though, and with any Blazers where they're negotiating contracts, the hang up here is, and this is why I think the Blazers, this number one, this deal is being floated out there because Shaden's agent is putting it out there. Well, other you know, cap specialists and analysts of other teams and front offices think that, you know, Shaden could command a lot more. Well, they're putting that out there because they found a couple guys that said, yeah, he could get that much. I have had literal front office executives and agents tell me, I wouldn't give Shaden Sharp more than $17 million. I had one tell me flat out, I wouldn't give him a penny until RFA.
Are you saying that even if he were to sign a $90 million deal with the Blazers, that's a bad move?
There are people that think that is a bad commitment.
You're kind of out on Shaden, aren't you?
I'm not out on him. This is a prove-it year for him. He has improved every year, but he has got to develop a three-point shot. He has got to develop as a playmaker. Like, he's a good player, but if you're talking about investing over $100 million into him, He's got to show more. He's got to show he doesn't have to be the one. He has to be one of them one.
But how pointed out this morning too that while you say he has improved each year, mm-hmm. but his 3-point shooting has not.
No,
it's gone down.
It's
every
gone
year.
Down every year.
Year two was tough and to
the injury.
Tough to
judge. That's the thing. Shaden had the core injury and he lost basically the entire season.
Yeah.
But how much does like just bad contracts across the board in the NBA, which is kind of the theme of the NBA, are bad contracts
and how punitive they are now.
Yeah, and how much does that affect? Because $90 million for 4 years for a guy like Shaden, who's only 21 years old, that you think is going to be great, that seems, I don't mind going more than that. So,
well,
like,
well, when you say, like, what's the scale?
There's some people saying that they wouldn't give him a dime until he proves it, or don't like him at more than $20 million a year. But there are plenty of guys around the league that have way less upside than Shaden Sharp,
sure.
who are making way more money than that.
It's like, even the Ant deal, which was, what, 4 and 100, right? And, of course, Ant's out of town now. Mm-hmm. But I don't. Like, to me, I don't see a problem with 4 for 100 for Shaden.
I don't either. But
and when it comes down to their books, it's an extra $2.5 million a year.
But
I'm also the kind of guy that I'd be willing to. I'm the opposite of you on Shaden. I know you said you're not out. That's not what I mean. But I'm full in. Like, I love Shaden. I love his game, and I think his talent is so raw, and he's so young. Mm-hmm. He's not a natural leader, which is fine by me. He's also 21 years old.
22.
I'm willing to give Shaden Sharp the 110 he wants. I'll take even further, Rust, on that 100. I'm willing to bet on Shaden Sharp. The athleticism is too good. He kind of reminds me of an Aaron Gordon in the sense of it took him a while to figure out how to play basketball. Now, I don't know if you can wait that long because it took him longer than it should have, because when he was in Orlando, he was a scorer, a dunker, number four pick. You know, he was this highlight reel, but couldn't figure it out to complete the package.
But he also, he was in a role in Orlando where he was more featured, where he took a secondary or a tertiary role behind Jamal and Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it came together for him.
And he learned how to play basketball.
But he also, his next two deals, he didn't get the crazy money. He got good money, but he didn't get crazy money. And here's the thing. Where teams are winning right now is with talent. Unabashedly, but it's talent and getting it at the right price. And so as it pertains to the Blazers or any team, so if the Blazers are looking at their books, if Shaden agrees, let's say you're the general manager right now, and you say, screw it, I'm going to give Shaden $125 million. You're going to go 5-125 or 4-120, whatever it is. That money is now on the books. You can't go above the cap and use his bird rights. Like if you went and made another deal, that money's locked in. So for the Blazers, you're going to want to get even less than you think to do this early, because you're locking in the money, which will limit the scope of transactions you can make after that, because they've got Tumani they need to take care of. They potentially have Scoot they need to take care of next year, and Shaden. So if all of a sudden you agree to deals with those guys, and because you believe in them and they deliver, great. But it also limits what you can do going forward, because that money's already accounted for. It's on the books. And you can't use their bird rights to go over the cap at that point in time. So you are losing not an insignificant amount of cap flexibility. So in order to commit that money earlier, you're going to want them to take a little bit less, because now you're limiting the amount of things that you can do going forward when you're talking about roster construction and team building. It's not a anti-Shaden thing. It's a... If you're going to pay Shaden the money, it can't just be wholly on potential. He has to deliver more on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's where I find myself. If you got Shea at 490 or 495, I think that's a hell of a deal. I absolutely do. Here's the thing. If Shaden goes through this year and he delivers, he can make more money. But if he goes into the next season and goes down this RFA path, nobody is getting RFA deals. Owen Phillips, who was just hired by the Denver Nuggets, he used to run the F5 Substack. I'm trying to remember this. I believe from 2006 to 2020, there were 81 offer sheets to restricted free agents. There have been 5 or 6 since 2020. I thought that this was going to happen over a period of time. I did not think it was going to fall off a cliff like this. Teams used to just sign deals to sign, like, you know, the Zach Levines. Mm-hmm. You know, you're pretty damn good, so we're going to give you the max amount of money.
And we don't have any future superstar coming, so we've got to keep you.
And it was just like, you're the next man up kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where in reality, teams around the league, Chet did not get the most money available. He
still
didn't.
Got a lot, though.
He did, but he didn't get the most. And so, like, you're seeing teams looking at, like, can we trim here? Can we trim here? And if you're going to get paid the requisite level and not on potential, you're going to have to give up something, whether that be a team option or signing earlier or waiting to sign. And there's real inherent risk involved in that. Like, Nasir Little, I remember when he took his deal and he took substantially, air quotes, substantially less than people thought he would get. Nas, he showed so much maturity when I talked to him. I was like, hey, man, congrats on the deal. And he's like, if you had told 18-year-old me that I could lock up $28 million, I wouldn't blink it. Nas is playing in Japan now because of injuries and stuff that has happened to him. And so you have, if you're Shaden and you're his agent, you have to find that happy medium, and it has to coincide with what the Blazers are looking at. I believe the Blazers want Shaden long-term. I think Shaden does have a lot of potential. I absolutely do. But he has got to go out there and earn it if he's going to get above that mark.
Let me put a pin in this and we'll come back, which I know is going to ruin Jeff Rust's brand new open for free consultation. But we'll push that back a segment because I want to keep this conversation going.
Oh, I'm not moving that open. It's staying where it is.
So because I do want to continue on this Shaedon Sharpe. I got a couple questions to ask you. I do want to know, and 503-864-6326 and the YouTube chat, about your thoughts here on Shaedon Sharpe and any free consultation that we will move to 1230. The two questions that I have are we underselling because of Shaden's potential injury last year? And what are the chances that Shaedon doesn't want to be in Portland? I'm just asking those questions. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just saw my man Schultzy walk into the building. That means he's ready. He's your happy hour host for the next 2 days as Luke's out. So tune in. That'll be fun. I think Schultzy's going to murder that show. Sorry, I was trying to keep the...
A lot of murder going on today.
Aaron Hernandez references going. But we're going to...
Really leaving me hanging there.
Normally we would do free consultation in this spot. And my apologies again to Jeff Rust, who made a great new open for it. And it says at 12:15. So my apologies there. But I wanted to keep... I should have been smarter when we were building the show of not putting it here and giving it more time to breathe. If I pull the curtain back a little bit, I just think the noon hour is the biggest hour for us. So I thought it was the best story, so it'd go there. But the good news is, Danny, we can pivot. We can do whatever we want on our show. You know that?
It's true.
So I want to kind of keep this Shaedon contract situation going because I think it's kind of a great preview into the Blazers season in the sense that a lot of the Blazer future success hinges on how good Shaedon Sharpe is. And that leads me to this question. This is the fear I always have of players, whether it's my team or other teams, when they're negotiating contracts. Some guys are like Trey Hendrickson, who are like, I want to be here. And he'll say that. I want to be here. I just want to get paid. And I think I always, my first concern is that guys are saying no to contract extensions, not because the money's not right, but also because they don't want to be here. So as my insider guy, Danny, I mean, is there any thought that he doesn't want to be? I don't know what that would be.
No.
Because I think this team could be really, really fun in 4 years if a lot of stuff really pans out. So I guess I asked that question because that, as a Blazer fan, that's always my concern that, you know, you don't want to hang out with me.
Look, I haven't gotten this from anybody as far as like the organization or anything along those lines. Like Jeremy did not want to be here because of basketball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, period, point blank. And JG,
well, he's in a different point of his career.
Yeah, but I mean, but I'm not saying anything that you know, JG would get mad at me for saying or anything along those lines. Like, he's said as much. He's like, I thought I was gone. Like, but I haven't. Honestly, if there's anybody on this team who has a right to feel that way right now, it's Scoot.
Yeah, maybe.
With Dane coming back, Andrew.
Does not make me feel great if I'm Scoot. Yeah.
I will say, slight little tangent. We didn't really talk about this on Media Day. Scoot was asked about Dame, and Scoot dropped the line of, well, Rip City got what they want. And I was like, my eyebrow went up a little bit. Like, not
That's
worried.
An interesting phrase.
But I was like, Huh.
Interesting choice of words.
Interesting choice of words. And I'm not throwing that out there to, like, you know, spice anything up. I just, my eyebrow went up when he said that. I hear you. Let me take a little note of that. And I don't have any reason to think that Scoot doesn't want to be here in the sense of, like, with this team or in this city. I mean, I know that the New Orleans Pelicans made a real move to try to get him on heading into the draft, and it would make sense for them because they wanted a point guard that, like, made sense to get things going. Scoot's from Marietta, Georgia. It's, you know, a quasi-local area to New Orleans. All the things kind of made sense. Look, it's not a secret that young black millionaires probably don't want to be in Portland.
No, we know that. We've talked about, I mean, everybody's talked about that at length. I understand it.
It's a hurdle to overcome.
One thing I absolutely love about this city is that this city is a very welcoming city. We don't care what you look like, don't care how you act. However, it is mostly white people.
And look, for all the guys that I've talked to over the years, almost all of them that have come here have been like, yeah, you know. And when they first get here, and then they get here and they're like, you know what? This place is pretty dope. Like,
this place is dope. There's just not a lot for a 21-year-old black millionaire to do in this town, and I get that.
But also, you know what also that helps? Not that they, you know, can't do it without it. That's not what I'm saying.
Helps keep you clean.
It keeps you out of trouble because it's a fishbowl, man.
It's not a whole lot to get in trouble with.
Look, if you're a 6'8" black guy in this city, you stand out.
You do.
Like, so you, like, New York, you're fine. And Atlanta, you're fine. Miami, like...
Also in this city, we love our Blazers.
Yes.
This city loves the Blazers. So if you're out and about and you get to see, you know, a player out and about.
Hodson's getting love everywhere he goes, man.
I had a buddy who told me all the time he would always get to see Mason Plumlee because he lived in the Pearl District and shopped at the same grocery store.
And Mason walked around all the time.
Shopped at the same Whole Foods as him or in Safeway and stuff like that. And he loved that he was able to see that. So I hear you on that. So I'm glad to know that. You know, that again, like I said, that's always my concern when it comes to players and contract negotiations is that secretly they just don't want to be here.
I think if the number made sense exactly, I mean, look, every play, I'm never going to begrudge any player for taking what they can get. Always do. Always do that because you never know when it's going to be gone. And the guys that don't, I do appreciate it when it helps with team building stuff. Like, yeah, I kind of like, this is like tongue in cheek, like, oh, Jalen Brunson took this, you know, discount. So, you know, they could keep McHale and OG and all these things. And I'm like, well, he probably got something on the side, maybe like the Clippers deal, you know, something like that, you know, like you always kind of have to wonder now after with Kawhi and aspiration and the Clippers, like how that may or may not transpire. But the guys that you say, well, why doesn't he take a deal? And I'm like, because he doesn't have to. His job is to maximize his potential earnings. That's his job. And so I don't get mad at guys that get in these protracted contract negotiations, but as it pertains to Shaden and every single upcoming restricted free agent that doesn't have 2 feet down, like if you're not Paolo, if you're not Chet, if you're not Franz, if you're not Jalen, like if you're not one of
Wemby,
like, and like if you're not like a no doubt full max rookie extension guy, you are in for a rude awakening. Nobody
is
getting.
We saw that a lot with RFAs this year.
And it's, I'm telling you right now, man, I had a reeling suspicion this was going to come, but I thought it was going to be over a longer period. And you'd see it just kind of come down less and less and less. Dusty and I talked about this last couple of years, and I kept using LaVine as the guy and Brandon Ingram. Those are the two. Like, we aren't talking about Toronto trading for Brandon Ingram and extending him. He got $42 million, where if the Raptors had just waited, they would have given him probably half that.
Well, yeah, Brandon Ingram.
That's a lot of Brandon Ingram.
That's a lot of Brandon Ingram.
Now, I am not paying. If I'm running a team, I am not paying Brandon Ingram $40 plus million.
No, definitely not.
Way.
We'll get you out on this. 503-864-6326. I love this question being asked. My worry for Shaden is output compared to injury. This year, he has to not only show his heading towards reaching his potential, but missing games will hurt him a lot in discussions, in my view. I think that's a valid point. And some of the numbers, as Bob points out on the chat, some of his numbers don't look great, especially shooting from 3-point. Mm-hmm. Could that be because of shoulder, lingering issues? I mean, I will say that he's only 21 and there's a lot to go. But whether it was his 1 year, quote unquote, at Kentucky, or it's his short time in the NBA, injuries follow this guy a little bit.
Both him and Scoot have shown a propensity to get dinged up. And that's just the reality when you're...
And dings are dings.
Dings are like... Few and far guys play more than 65 games a year. It's just, it is what, like, Wemby's rolling over your shoulder right now. He didn't get hurt, but he had a blood clot that kept him out, the remainder of the year. It's like, stuff happens, man. It's 82 games, and you're talking about quite literally the largest humans on the planet playing at a very violent pace and playing 82 games a year. Stuff is going to happen.
Yeah.
There's injury prone and there's dings. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if Shea or Scoot are injury prone or if they're just dings. And you have to get your body. Like, Dame played with a baseball size disruption in his groin for 4 years before he had that core muscle surgery. And it acted up every single year. CJ McCollum's feet are so bad that he stopped going in the paint and turned into a mid-range maestro because he broke his foot twice. And he was just like, I am not going to risk this anymore. And it's just what happens. And so I'm it's certainly something that I look at, but it's not something I'm worried about with him yet. I want them to agree to a deal that makes sense for both sides. But if I was a betting man, unless Shaden takes the lower end, I don't think they get a deal done just because of the where the CBA is at with things. Mm-hmm. And if I'm Shaden, and this is me, and I this is where I am, and I'm older, and I've looked at things for a long enough time, and I'm not him in his position. If I could get them up to 95 or 100, I'd take it and I'd run. Because getting $25 million locked in...
It's pretty nice.
Because make a phone call to Quentin Grimes. Make a phone call to Jonathan Kuminga. Make a phone call to Cam Thomas. If something happens then this year, because if you look at the landscape of the NBA, teams aren't keeping cap space open. And if you're not better than one of those guys to be able to not only get that RFA offer... You are beholden to that team or playing on a QO where you could get hurt.
All right. When we come back, it's last call for your questions. Free consultation, 503-864-6326. And the YouTube chat, we'll have a little fun. We'll put a pin in this and keep circling back as Blazer season gets underway tomorrow with preseason. And we'll keep chatting Blazers as the season is here. A quick little update here I'm going to steal from Jeff Russ. I don't know if you saw this. Game 3 of the ALDS will begin in a weather delay. Hopefully it's not very long, but it will begin in a weather delay. That being said, I will toss it to the Big Kahuna with sports.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM. The Fan.
All right, this free consultation. We do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. We push it back a little bit today due to our Shaden Sharp discussion. If you missed any of that, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, chapters, etc., or check out the podcast when Rusty posts them after the show. Free consultation is an opportunity for you to ask any questions, any help you might need in your life or in sports. And I'm going to start selfishly. I got one from myself.
Go on.
Well, this morning I was on the Cleveland Guardian shop on the website, and I was looking at sale stuff.
Mm.
And I was thinking about this because he's throwing tonight against the Yankees. I can get a Shane Bieber T-shirt for $15.
Who does he play for now?
Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, okay.
But he won a Cy Young in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Can I buy that shirt?
I mean, you can. I think it's a little weird after the fact.
But what if I pretend I had it for years?
I mean, you could be a dirtbag and do that and be a little bit of that is your lane. That is full on hipster.
Yeah.
So I mean, it fits. If the shoe fits, mm-hmm. you know, if the hipster fits. But also, Sean Hyken has a very long reel on socials of like jerseys that are just like, what the hell? Like a Victor Kriapa Blazers jersey. You know what I mean? Like Summer League is the best place for this. Like a guy that spent like a cup of coffee with a team and you've got that jersey. That is where you show it off at. You will see some of the most outlandish, like Hakeem Olajuwon Toronto Raptors jersey. You know what I mean? Like just like, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Like those, you'll see those all over the place.
My sister has a Sidney Rice Seahawks jersey.
Perfect.
Boom.
Perfect.
First of all, sis, why are you buying that?
She loved his hair.
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to figure it out.
You can, but I think you have to buy it like in the moment.
But it's also only $15.
Fair. Look,
normally they're like 45.
I was looking at I mean, God, this is so on brand for me. I was looking at some USC gear and they have their military appreciation stuff.
Oh God.
And I was like, you're telling me I can get camo USC gear? Camo?
Free consultation, 503-864-6326. This one comes off the fan text line. I'm a Mariner fan, and I'm stuck at work, and there is no way I can watch the game while on my phone at my desk. How many times can I go to the bathroom within the span of 3 hours?
All of them.
All of them?
What?
You just got the Bee Gees?
Just
be honest with boss. Like, dude, I can't get out of here,
do you,
man.
Do you not have a safe space in the office? Not a solo office? Hell, I saw something on socials the other day.
Just don't get seen walking into the mother's room.
Yeah, right? There was somebody the other day that was driving. And again, do not do this. But on his dashboard was flat. And he had like YouTube TV. And he set his cell phone upside down sideways. In that, and it was at night, and he turned the brightness on the phone all the way up, so it projected on his windshield.
Wow!
And I was like, "Oh, this is 8D chess."
Wow!
So he's technically not watching it.
That is amazing.
His wife is filming it, like he's wearing a Red Sox jersey in the car, and I'm like, "Yeah, I get it."
My wife's new car, it will project onto the screen your speedometer, how fast you're going, and if you have directions, it will tell you when to turn and stuff.
Yeah, it basically.
There's also a really cool thing you can buy, like if you have CarPlay.
The box.
The box.
Brought to you by Skynet.
Yeah, yeah. The magic box, dude. I'm tempted to buy the magic box.
I keep seeing the ad on Facebook lately for that car tablet, and they're like, ooh.
Well, for me, I've got CarPlay, so if I got this box, dude, it's like $300.
Yeah, see this
but
truck
you can
I drive,
play
though,
Netflix and YouTube TV on it.
This truck I drive is 20 years old, so like I'm not even sure there's actually an aux cable port in there.
I'm in the same boat because my car is currently being worked on. I'm driving the 08 Silverado. And so I can listen to the boys on it coming in, but it doesn't, there's no aux cable, there's no Bluetooth, there's no nothing. And so I just put one of my ear pods in and put my phone in the console and listen to whatever else I'm listening to. If I'm not listening to, like if I'm listening to a podcast or this morning I had to take a phone call. Normally all that stuff all connects to my car and I'm like, oh, that's right. This truck isn't that old, but also a 2008 is 17 years old. Holy crap. You know, so like all the accoutrements that come with technology are missing and I don't like it.
Free consultation. If a friend can't make today's happy hour, should I just go to the happy hour anyway and drink his beers for him? Hell yeah, brother. Yeah.
Yes. Also, while listening to the fan happy hour.
Yeah,
see?
Dude.
You can double up on your happy hour. Happy hour squared.
I'm always in the car during the happy hour time, so I don't know if I should be drinking during the happy hour time.
Well, the law says no.
And even
Texas, even West Texas has gotten rid of that. I believe they still allow the passenger road soda in West Texas.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you can have, when I know.
Just an open container, period. That's baffling.
When I was stationed in West Texas in San Angelo at Goodfellow Air Force Base.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
You could have an open container in the truck.
I fell in love with like, a that Mexican was a, girl.
And look, I'll tell you right now, I took advantage of that in the passenger seat of my buddy's MR2.
Hell yeah, dude.
You kidding me? We're heading to the club in the MR2 in West Texas with the drop top down. My buddy was a huge DJ Tiesto fan, so it's a lot of in the West Texas night. Buddy, those are some good nights.
I don't want to
tell you what was happening in the backseat of my buddy's car.
Hey, there's no backseat in this thing.
It was not open containers, though.
Mm.
I hate being a passenger in cars. I prefer to be the driver
in
cars.
Yes.
But if there's open container for everybody else, hey, life's maybe different.
I was always like, you driving? Hey, you got the car. My car's not here, man. Sorry. You got to drive.
Last one for today, and then we'll settle it up with closing arguments. Free consultation question. I'm 1-4 in fantasy with the second most points scored. Do I make a trade or just tough it out? I think it's just been luck. I've gone against the top three guy every week. Any fantasy advice?
You write it out.
Stop it, Jeffrey.
The math is the math.
Math is math, dude.
If you are consistently scoring well and scoring well on average and not having spikes from players that you can't count on, the math is math. It should work out over the long haul. Or the fantasy god screwed you. There you go.
Yeah, I just S the bed really hard in my baseball fantasy league, and I thought it was bad luck because I was losing to teams that were worse than me is a head-to-head league. And so I thought it was like bad luck and I had some injury bites, da-da-da. Well, then my manager put out what we would look like if we were in a rotisserie league, and I was near the bottom. So your talent will win out.
Yes.
Definitely make a trade if it makes sense.
Now, if you have Ja'Marr Chase, maybe hold on for another week, but...
Is Joe Flacco elite?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is Joe Flacco elite?
If you took Ja'Marr Chase with your first pick, like, I get it, but also you're sitting there like... Or if you had Tyreek Hill like in this as your second pick or something like that, if you had one of those, then you're probably cooked no matter what because your highest value guys are hurt or they don't have a quarterback to get them the ball. But if the math is mathing and you were legitimately just having bad luck, stick it out.
Stick it out. All right, that'll do it. That's free consultation. Do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. And if we get enough of you guys' interaction, we'll do two seggies. So keep that in mind. We come back. Closing arguments. Finish it up. Call it a day. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us. Bye.
See you later.
We appreciate your participation today. We had a fun little show. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll have Tyson Alger. He's our Duck guy. We'll talk to him at 10:30 leading up to the Oregon-Indiana game.
Boy, does that have some juice now.
It really does, dude. I'm stoked about this. I think I might be more stoked for this game than I am the Penn State game. I don't know if that's hindsight because the shine is kind of worn off.
I think there's probably some of that.
But
because it was a fantastic game.
I think it's because, and we'll have a ton of time to talk about this.
The contrasts are there.
I also knew Penn State was going to be just an ugly game of just attrition, who makes the right play at the right time, and who makes a mistake at the right, wrong time. To where this game...
This is Google me, baby.
Feels a little more fireworky, you know? Feels a little more like... excitement.
I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's one team and the other is going to hit some big, big plays.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody's going to punch somebody in the mouth. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
Game day coming to town. Game day coming to town.
Look, I think Oregon's going to win, but if Indiana pulls this off, brother.
Ooh, Indiana pulls this off, could be pretty good.
I mean, coming into...
Nice little victory for them.
Coming into Autzen after being a team that... didn't exist or matter a year and a half ago.
People don't really roll into Autzen and just win.
No, that's what I mean. Like if they somehow did that, it would be like, oh, we need to take this team very seriously.
Dude, what if it rains at Autzen this weekend?
It never rains at Autzen.
But
that's
what,
right.
Don
Essig tells me every damn week it never rains at Autzen.
What if
Stadium.
It does? But what if it does? It's gotta at some point.
It's liquid sunshine.
It's gotta at some point. It can't never not rain. This is where we live. It has to.
57 degrees, 37% chance of rain.
See? I'm telling you.
What time's kick?
12:30. You can hear right here on The Fan. Pre-game starting at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Rust is
stoked. You want to get up even earlier? You can catch Sports Saturday with Joe and Rashad at 6 a.m., leading right into Ducks game day at 8.
Joe and Rashad at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
God bless you, boys. R.I.P.
They love that one. Trust me, I've heard it a lot.
I'm checking the hourly here. There's a 55% chance of rain throughout the day, and I'm getting sponsored ads. What on earth? I'm trying to find when the rain's going to come. It looks like it's going to be a little bit later in the day. Yeah. So it looks like it's going to be pretty solid chance of liquid sunshine.
Solid chance?
It just says mostly cloudy with a little rain.
Portland says 80% chance on Saturday.
So,
well, it's a good thing Eugene is 100 miles south.
Yeah. You know what, Russ? I'm sick of you. You and your damn logic. Get the hell out of here.
All right, that'll do it for today. Bye.
I don't remember asking you a black, black thing. Sorry, I had to go to Pulp Fiction.
There you go.
This is just kind of a running theme here.
Say what again?
I don't know. No what? You got country and what?
They speak English and what?
I will say there's currently a commercial playing for a car wax, and they showed a chamois cloth sliding across the hood, and it looked very similar to you sliding across the hood of a NASCAR.
That's top 10 moment of my life.
There
dude.
You go.
Top 10 moment of my life.
Woo!
Yeah, I can't believe I made that.
You did.
Yeah.
Didn't think you would.
I didn't think I would either.
Definitely thought you were going to catch a cheek on the hood.
It was close.
It was close.
Zach texting in, I honestly can't remember the last time it did rain. Forever scared from the Cal Monsoon game.
Mm. Oh, God.
I mean, yeah. I'd love to see it. I like rainy. I like bad weather football.
We had a slight misting for USC Oregon 2 years ago.
I don't like bad weather baseball. I like bad weather football.
Oh, God, though. Yeah. Bad weather football is
great.
Well,
like you were saying earlier, and that's why I wanted to circle back around on this. You were saying, like, should have domes. Like, or maybe I heard that today from somebody, that you shouldn't be cold when it's 30 degrees outside and you should put a dome on it. Not in football.
No, football's
meant to be outside. Yeah. Like, if it's Buffalo in December, baby, buckle up.
Cover the stands. Cover the stands.
No, I don't even like that. No, don't do that.
Okay.
No, sit it out.
You like the Buffalo fans that are sitting in 6 feet of snow?
I'll tell you what, man. One of my all-time favorite memories of going to a Wazoo game, an Apple Cup was a snowing Apple Cup.
Yeah.
I will never have that again.
Snow games are dope.
We'll never have that again. All I ever wanted, growing up watching Drew Bledsoe, all I ever wanted.
Why won't you have that again?
Because we play in September now. Apple Cups.
Oh, yeah, Apple Cup. Okay, let's just talk about games in general.
I grew up watching Drew Bledsoe in a snowy, snowy Apple Cup, and it's all we've ever wanted.
Yeah.
And I went to probably 12 of the last 15 Apple Cups in a time period there in the mid-2000s to the 2015s, and I didn't get one until 2019 with Gardner Minshew.
There you go.
And it was the most magical day of my life. It was snowing at kickoff of an Apple Cup, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I
had game day a month before that.
I'm about bad weather football. No doubt about it. 100%.
I'm here for it, too.
Just don't give me the fog. I got to see the game.
The fog is funny, too.
Yeah. It's like
TV is so mad.
Yeah, like you can't see anything. You got a spotter giving you feedback.
Can't
it's like,
see anything. Ugh. Well, there's some baseball to get to tonight.
It'll just be a little later now.
It'll be a little later. So if you are at work, maybe it gets late enough and they play baseball in a real time. I don't know what they're going to do on the broadcast. Because I think both games are on the same channel. So
they are both FS1. That is correct.
Yeah, good luck. I love it. I love when they squirm on this.
Hello,
kind of stuff.
FS2.
Yeah, I love when they squirm on this.
You want a stupid thing to get out on?
Sure.
Free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is accepting a 6-game suspension for PEDs from 2024.
He ain't got no job. How you get fired on your day off?
So dumb.
I think I just saw Conor McGregor, too, suspended 18 months. For us. Something about like a whereabouts penalty or something.
Yeah, Trump will let him fight on the White House lawn. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. That'll do it for us. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I will do.
Bye.
Emeka Egbegbo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.